From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. Our speaker is Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. On today's program, Dr. Cairns continues a series of studies in Paul's epistle to the Colossians as he brings the next portion of a message entitled Wonderful Redemption. The text is chapter 1, verse 14, In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. The elements of redemption include freedom from sin's bondage, complete forgiveness, the fullness of Christ, and the guarantee of a future with him in heaven. Dr. Cairns has emphasized that our salvation is a present possession. If we are in Christ, we are saved now, and we know it. Then this redemption brings us into union with Christ. It is a federal union, uniting believers to Christ in the covenant of redemption. It is a vital or living union. Also, it is a mystical union, for in God's sight we are one with Christ. This union is total, involving the entire man, spirit, soul, and body. Of paramount importance to our redemption is the truth that we are purchased by blood, the precious blood of Christ. Dr. Cairns will come to the message in just a few minutes. First, we invite your attention to a devotional thought from the pen of the great 19th century preacher C.H. Spurgeon, as found in his Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is called Home Blessings Extended. The text is Psalm 128 and verse 5. The Lord shall bless thee out of Zion, and thou shalt see the good of Jerusalem all the days of thy life. This is a promise to the God-fearing man who walks in the ways of holiness with earnest heed. He shall have domestic blessedness. His wife and children shall be a source of great home happiness. But then, as a member of the church, he desires to see the cause prosper, for he is as much concerned for the Lord's house as for his own. When the Lord builds our house, it is but fitting that we should desire to see the Lord's house builded. Our goods are not truly good unless we promote by them the good of the Lord's chosen church. Yes, you shall get a blessing when you go up to the assemblies of Zion. You shall be instructed, enlivened, and comforted where prayer and praise ascend, and testimony is borne to the great sacrifice. The Lord shall bless thee out of Zion. Nor shall you alone be profited. The church itself shall prosper. Believers shall be multiplied, and their holy work shall be crowned with success. Certain gracious men have this promise fulfilled to them as long as they live. Alas, when they die, the cause often flags. Let us be among those who bring good things to Jerusalem all their days. Lord, of thy mercy, make us such. Amen.
You have longed for sweet peace and for faith to increase, and have earnestly, fervently prayed. But you cannot have rest or be perfectly blessed until all on the altar is laid. Is your all on the altar of sacrifice laid?
And have peace and sweet rest, and
listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We continue to receive encouraging response to these broadcasts, and we want you to know that we are very grateful to those of you who take the time to contact us. Among the various publications which we offer on these programs, the most popular is the quarterly Let the Bible Speak magazine. The principal focus of the current issue is the Gospel of Luke. The articles include Luke, the Man and His Message, A Primer on Prayer, The Parables, and Following Christ, the Meaning of Discipleship. Also, this issue contains another in a series of articles about the founding fathers of the Free Presbyterian Church, focusing this time on Dr. John Douglas. You may have a free copy of the magazine simply by asking for it. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you may like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a series of video features on the website. In these video clips, Dr. Alan Cairns answers questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, how do we know the Bible is the Word of God? What is the unpardonable sin? Or, what's wrong with same-sex marriage? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
the fruit of the Spirit is given you in detail. What the fruit is. And what is it? Quite simply, it's the life of Christ manifesting itself to you in all its varied characteristics. That's the fruit of the Spirit. The life of Christ manifesting itself in and through you in all the variety of its characteristics. It's a vital union. It's a mystical union. That's a wonderful word, a mystical union. And here's the mystery in it. We are one with Christ. But contrary to what Lutheranism teaches, we are never going to be deified. It is a valid criticism of the Lutheran theology's doctrine of the person of Christ that the incarnation becomes more the deification of man than God, the Son, becoming human. If that's too sweeping a statement without any introduction or follow-up, you'll have to forgive me. I will refer you, as I used to do, 1982 in theology class, and my theology dictionary had not yet been delivered from the printer. Instead of us having the students write out reams and reams of definition, I used to say, see dictionary. Lisa Tice did me a beautiful little needlework painting which said, see dictionary. Sarcasm. I would tell you, see dictionary anyway, on the humanity of Christ. What I'm saying to you is, we are not deified. There is something, now it's not an equation, it's not an equation at all, but there is a similarity, a spiritual similarity. As God the Son took a true humanity, even a human body, into union with himself, and deity was not humanized, and humanity was not deified, and there is no confusion of natures. So in somewhat of a similar mystery, the Lord Jesus Christ has taken us as his spiritual body into a vital but mystical union with himself. We do not become confused with Christ. We become united to him. It's a total union that includes the entire man, spirit, soul, and body. It's not just the soul that's united to Christ. And let me tell you, this immediately underscores the dignity of the body of a believer. The body is in vital union with Christ as well. By the way, that's a proof beyond all doubt that the body of believers, the body of every believer, must rise from the dead. For that which is in union with Christ can never, never fail to have the full and the final application of all that he purchased at Calvary. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 6:15 and again verse 19, know ye not that your bodies are the members of Christ? Your bodies are the members of Christ. Not just your souls. Your bodies are the members of Christ. Verse 19, your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost which is in you, which ye have of God. Here's the dignity of a believer's body. Can I stop here for a minute and say, if you're a Christian, That truth is the basis that the Apostle Paul uses for arguing for the holiness of your body, not just of your thoughts, but of your body. Now, obviously, it should start in your thoughts. He talks about moral purity. He talks about sexual purity. And how does he argue? He could well have argued the way some preachers argue today, that sexual promiscuity will, and Paul does mention this, it is hurtful to the body. But he could have gone on and said, look, this is going to bring great hurt into your life. This is going to bring a tremendous mental anguish down the line. It's going to hurt your family. It's going to hurt society. He could have argued all those things, and they're all true. But how does Paul argue it? He says, your body is a member of Christ. Your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. And once that gets through to us, that more than anything else is going to dictate how we employ our bodies. The greatest argument for holiness in the life of a Christian is his union with Christ, his entire union with Christ. And of course, it is an eternal union. It's a union that will never be broken. Jesus said, I give to my sheep eternal life, and they shall never perish. Because when you're in Christ, you're in Christ. He says, no man will pluck them out of my hand. No man can take them out of my Father's hand. Where is the power in heaven, earth, or hell that can take one whom God has placed in Christ out of Christ? That power does not exist. How often I have quoted Romans 8, I have no idea. I think sometimes when I get in the middle of quoting the end part of Romans 8, the devil sometimes, it's wonderful what happens when you're preaching, the thoughts can hit you. The devil can attack you and say, ah, you've quoted that before. These people have been sick, sore, and tired listening to you quote that. Well, if you're sick, sore, and tired of it, you need to get right with God. I say that quite simply. Romans chapter 8. Who can separate us from the love of Christ? Is there anything sweeter to the heart and mind of a believer than Paul's answer? Who or what can separate us from Christ? And he goes right down the list. What about tribulation? Or distress? Or famine? Or persecution? Or nakedness? Or peril? Or sword? Can these separate us? He says, nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. And then he reaches the great climax of his argument. I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. This is an eternal union. God has forged a bond between every single simple believer in Jesus Christ and the Almighty Christ of God, that not all the powers of heaven, earth, and hell combined can ever break. We are in union with Christ. Now can you understand why Paul says, we have redemption. We have it. We possess it. Why? Why? Because it's enjoyed in union with Christ's person. But he makes another statement, and that is, it's a purchased possession. We have it through his blood. In other words, we experience and enjoy redemption, not only in union with Christ's person, but on the merits of Christ's passion, on the merits of Christ's atonement, through his blood. Now here we enter into a vast new area. You'll forgive my constantly repeating the vastness of these subjects that come up, for I'm merely touching on them. I have already, especially this morning, gone out of my way to say that I was not dealing with the New Testament Greek terms that are involved in describing and defining redemption, because they're carrying the cargo of their meaning from the Old Testament, and I wanted to lay that foundation. But those words are important. And the words that are used regarding the rescue of our souls out of slavery and the restoration of our lost inheritance, they are words that speak of the payment of a ransom price. A ransom price. The Lord Jesus said, the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. That ransom is the purchase price of our redemption. Let us understand this. Let us not be in any way mealy-mouthed about it. The religion of the Bible is a religion of blood. It is a religion based upon a blood atonement. The Bible knows nothing of God forgiving sins apart from the blood of the Lamb. The Bible knows nothing about the recovery of lost souls and their restoration into the inheritance of the saints in light apart from the blood of the Lamb. Liberals hate it. Unitarians deny it. Compromisers make little of it. Foolish evangelicals talk about the blood falling into the ground of Palestine and corrupting in the dirt beneath the cross. The Bible never speaks of the blood of Christ in such terms. It is precious blood.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.